When you get right down to it, I called the number in the ad and left a message. Then I waited. I didn't have to wait long. 5 minutes later, I heard a voice outside my door.
Watch your whiskers! Here comes Shifty Paws! S is for Super Sales Mouse. H is for Happy Times Ahead. I is for Improving Your Business. F is for Fast Results. T is for Time to Get Moving. P is for Put Your Paws Together. A is for All is Not Lost. W is for Watch Your Whiskers. S is for Stop Your Worrying. Shifty Paws is here!
The door flew open. It slammed into my snout, crushing my whiskers. I stuck to the door like cheese on pizza. Then I slid to the floor and fainted. Mousella revived me with more blue cheese. I opened my eyes and saw the mouse who had flung the door open. He was a tall rodent wearing a gray suit and striped tie. The top of his head was as round and furless as a bowl of mozzarella. Wire-rimmed glasses perched on the tip of his snout. Cell phones hung all over him like ornaments on a Christmas tree. He had a yellow cell phone behind his right ear, a red cell phone in the pocket of his jacket, a blue one in his shirt pocket, a green one in his back pants pocket, and a pink cell phone hung around his neck. "Shif!" I cried, bouncing up to my paws. "It's great to see you again!" You see, Shif T had worked at the Rodents Gazette before. In fact, he'd helped me out of a tough spot when my grandfather, William Shortpaws, also known as Sheep Mouse Willie, had fired the entire staff. Shif T had left us a year ago to pursue a business opportunity in Ratsikistan, selling ice to Eskimice. Only a sales mouse like Shif T could pull something like that off. I had no idea he'd come back to New Mouse City. But holy cheese, was I glad he had!
"Good morning, Mr. Stilton! It's great to be back!" he replied in a loud voice. "You called the right mouse!"
I stepped back, startled. "There is no need to shout," I said. "My ears are not stuffed with cheese." But Shif T only got louder.
"When you get right down to it, Stilton, how big is the company these days?"
he asked. I started to reply. "Well, we have about..." He did not wait for me to answer.
"When you get right down to it, what is the problem?"
I tried again. "Well, the problem is..."
"When you get right down to it, what is my salary?"
I wasn't sure what to say. I think...
"When you get right down to it, double your offer and I can start right now. Where's my office? Ah, that way. I guessed as much. I'll be right back."
Before I could think, Shif T grabbed the blue cheese from Mousella.
"Blue cheese! My favorite!"
he squeaked. Then he turned and ran out of my office. I heard him yell as he scurried down the hall.
"Watch your whiskers! Here comes Shifty Paws! I'm running the show here now, so move your tails, everyone! It's selling time!"
"That Shifty Paws is a born sales mouse,"
Mousella whispered.
"You are lucky to have him, Mr. Stilton."
"Do you think so?" I asked. I really wasn't sure.